He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is June the 11th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're just a couple of weeks away here from the halfway point in the year. The quarter will end. Companies will tally up how many beans came in, how many beans went out, how many were left over in earnings. And markets will react on each and every company according to their earnings reports. We have now had 7 months in a row in this latest uptrend. I started flying the yellow flag one, two, three Fridays ago. I keep the yellow flag up for several reasons, and we'll discuss that during the show. Right now we have the Dow down 115 points. We're at 15,123. The S&P is down about 13 points right now at 1629. The NASDAQ is down 30 at 3,443. The euro continues to rise. It's at 1.33 this morning. Interest rates continue to rise, and herein is the biggest headline. 2.25% on the 10-year yield, and interest rates are going up around the world. I have been sending out a dire warning to anybody within the sound of my voice that will listen about the bond market. It's not too late to get out of the bond market. It is going to continue to get hammered. In my opinion, you've entered into a long-term bear market in bonds. Gold is down $1,750. Gold has gone nowhere in a hurry for a long time. Gold is at $1,368 per ounce, and oil down $1.50 to $94.29. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. This whole subject of asset classes, being in the right asset classes, you know, I really try to emphasize on a daily basis how important it is to be in the right asset classes. And you've heard of a term called asset allocation. And we've discussed asset allocation many times. Some people have other names for it. Pails of money, buckets of money, this money, allocated in various asset classes. Everybody handles the market differently. And you just have to determine which of the methodologies that makes the most sense to you. There is a methodology that says, you know what, you base it on your age. You type in your age and your risk tolerance and what you're trying to achieve, and out comes from the computer an asset allocation model. And the asset allocation model will tell you that you should have so much in small cap stocks. You should have so much in mid cap stocks. You should have so much in large cap stocks. You should have so much in real estate. You should have so much in the bond market. And on and on and on. And it's based on formulas, computer formulas. And you put the money into those various asset classes and you readjust it along the way, I don't know, maybe once a year. Let's say you sit down. Do you still have the same goals? Do you still have the same risk tolerance? Has anything changed in your life? You're a year older. We need to keep moving money towards these more of the fixed income assets. And that's called asset allocation. And you know what? There's a lot of people that subscribe to that philosophy, and that's fine. That's why we call it a market. It's not only a market of stocks and a market of asset classes, it's a market of ideas. You could listen to 100 different guys today And they would all come at it from a different angle. You would have value investors that preach buying companies that are out of favor and trading at very low multiples. You would have go-go momentum can slim guys that would preach to you that you just buy the hot stocks and you ride them while they're hot, and when they're not hot, you sell them. And of course, you would have the asset allocators, which I just talked about. And you would have the options traders, and you would have the day traders. You'd have all these different philosophies and all these different opinions, and it really can become mind-boggling after a while. My biggest concept here on the Best Stocks Now radio is to keep it simple. Number one, keep it very simple. Let's just use common sense. Okay? Now, as far as the asset classes are concerned, I believe in being in the asset classes that are currently benefiting from the economy, from the winds of the economy, where we're at in the world with our growth, with our debt, with are we in a growth phase of the economy? Are we in a reclining? Are we in recession? Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. You take a look around the world today. What asset classes are benefiting from the current climate that we're in economically? We're in a rising interest rate environment. The Fed has done everything that they can possibly do. They have thrown everything but the kitchen sink at the bond market to keep interest rates artificially low. Why have they done that? To stoke the economy, to prod people to go out there and get a mortgage and to buy a new home. So the home builders have homes to build. So the construction guys have homes to work on. So the remodeling guys have homes to remodel. So the building suppliers have supplies that they can sell, and it just trickles on down the line. But as signaled by the Fed, what, 2, 3 weeks ago, it's about to come to an end. Now, we don't know when. Maybe it's longer. Maybe it's further out than we really realize. But a lot of the market is psychological. Just that very fear of the Fed out there, ready to pull their bid on buying those bonds, has sent interest rates up quite a bit. We're at 2.25% this morning. I remember when we crossed 2 just a week ago. Now, all of a sudden, we're at 2.25%. We're in a rising interest rate environment. What does that do to a bond fund? It crushes a bond fund. Just take a look. Pull up a chart. Pull up a one-year chart of any bond fund, Legg Mason bond fund or whatever, the Fidelity bond fund or the T. Rowe Price intermediate term bond fund, and take a look at the charts of those things. And you can see how they're rolling over. So for that reason, I personally am not a believer or a practitioner of asset allocation. If you come to Gunderson Capital Management, you're not going to get an asset allocation model. You know how much of the allocation right now at Gunderson Capital Management is in the bond bucket? Zero. I have no exposure to the bond market. Because to me, it's just from a logical point of view. I mean, the average person on the street can see it. Interest rates are headed higher. That's going to mean not death, but it's going to mean a bear market for the bond market. Ask any mortgage guy out there on the street. Ask any real estate agent. What direction do you think interest rates are headed going forward? You know, it's just like, okay, so the interest rates are headed higher. The bond market's going to get hit, but I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to stick with my bonds and my asset allocation model. Okay, to me, that's illogical. That makes no sense. The precious metals allocation right now. I do not have any exposure to precious metals right now. Why? Because they're also in an environment that is not favorable to precious metals. They've gone nowhere now for 2 years while the market is up, what? It's up 25% over the last 12 months. Gold has gone nowhere. Where do I have my allocations? Oh, I don't have any allocation to the emerging markets, which are submerging right now. They're getting killed right now, and they have been for quite some time. Cash is another one. I have a 20% allocation right now to cash, and it's rising. And it has been rising as we get late in this current rally. So me, personally, not a fan, not a practitioner of asset allocation models. But each person's got to decide for themselves how they... Now, there may come a time in the future, and there will come a time in the future when the gold market is a good asset to be invested in. That real estate is a top investment. That the bond market may become favorable again. But until that time comes, I'm going to stick with the top assets at the current time, which currently are stocks, number one, and right now, cash, number two. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And as I said many times, I learn more about the market every single day by looking at hundreds and hundreds of individual companies. What's the dominant pattern that I see in the market right now? I see stocks that have been going up for a long time, and they're starting to level off. Now, that's not the end of the world. Some stocks are continuing to go higher. The majority of stocks are leveling off, and some stocks are rolling over. I sent out some tweets yesterday. I was pretty busy on Twitter. I must have sent out about 20 tweets yesterday. You can see all the tweets that I send out during the day by going to the homepage of my website at the end of the day. And you can see all the tweets. And I only send out a tweet if I've got something important to say. You know, I see these people on Twitter. I'm going to get lunch now. What should I get? Should I get the pastrami on rye or the ham on rye? I don't know. Who wants to read this useless drivel on Twitter? You don't got something important to say. And you know what? Don't waste my time. Yeah, maybe that sounds a little harsh, but you know, look. Time is valuable. Time is money. So I always send out tweets when I see something startling that really makes my eyeballs pop out. And I sent out a couple of tweets on stocks that were rolling over yesterday. Some of the big biotech stocks like Biogen and Amgen and some of the other large biotech stocks. On the other hand, some of the smaller biotechs continue to go and hit new highs. But the dominant pattern right now in the market is stocks that have been going up for a long time and they're now starting to level off. Okay, we call that a topping pattern. That means they're entering into a sideways trend. Now, a sideways trend is not the end of the world, but here's a couple things to keep in mind. I don't like to buy sideways trends. Sideways trends are also known as undecided. We don't know if that stock that's leveling off is going to take off and break out and march on to new highs or if it's going to start to roll over. So we have to be very, very careful. That's why I flew the yellow flag in my newsletter 3 weeks ago. So you got to be careful here. Initiating new positions has to be in only extraordinary stocks. And stocks you own that have big gains in them, you have to watch them real closely. And weak sisters, you got to probably move on right now because it's a tough the environment is getting tougher. But, you know, having said that, I still find my share of little companies. Look, the market is relative. Even in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, there were a lot of big winners that year. Not as many as this year, but there were still that top 200. It might have been inverse ETFs. It might have been treasuries that year. It might have been auto parts stores and pawn shops. Yeah, there was a good smattering of winners in the market that year. And even right now, with the market starting to level off, we're seeing the many individual stocks, however, perform quite well. Let me give you an example. White Plains, New York, there's a company called Drew Industries. The symbol is DW. What do they do for a living? They manufacture components for recreational vehicles, RVs, and manufactured homes through their Kinro and Lippert subsidiaries. It's a small cap domestic stock. You know, with the home building sector reviving, with the automobile sector soaring right now, it would only make common sense that the RV sector is doing pretty well right now also. And Drew Industries has been a pretty good stock over the years. Okay, what are my requirements for a company to become a best stock now? Number one, they have to be a top performing stock. They have to be doing well in this current economic environment that we're in. Over the last 10 years, Drew Industries has delivered to its investors 18% per year. The market 5%. So it's beat the market quite handily over the last decade. Over the last 5 years, DW has averaged 18% per year. The market 3.9. It's beat the market quite handily over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, DW has delivered 32% per year, which is almost triple what the market has returned. And over the last 12 months, Drew Industries is up 55%. The market's up 23%. When I compare Drew Industries against the other 3,400 stocks that I follow, that I track, it gets an A- performance grade, okay? Now, I had a guy accuse me yesterday, what does past performance have to do with the stock? That's no predictor of the future. Well, I disagree. You know what? Our Padres, for all the folks listening down in Atlanta, where we broadcast, our Padres, your team is in town here this week. And we played you guys last night. And you brought up some pretty good hitters there in the ninth inning and almost took the game away from us. It's hard for me to believe that a guy batting 320 that's not a better predictor of what he'll do than a little utility guy batting 139. I do think past performance is a predictor of the future. It's all about probabilities. It's not a guarantee, but I do believe it's a predictor of the future. Past performance is important. But what really predicts the future in the stock market is valuation. Valuation models that carry out earnings over the next 5 years, that carry out growth over the next 5 years, that carry out target prices over the next 5 years. That's the other half of my equation. I don't just go on past performance, but I certainly take it into account because I do believe that it does matter. Okay, what about the valuation on Drew Industries? Well, it's currently trading at 14 times forward earnings with a 15% growth rate expected over the next 5 years. That means it's got a PEG ratio of just less than one right now. When I take today's earnings and I extrapolate them out at 15% per year over the next 5 years, I come up with the target price of $73 per share 5 years down the road. Drew Industries is currently trading at $39 per share. In other words, it has significant upside potential. It meets my valuation criteria. Does this mean that it's guaranteed to be at $73 5 years from now? If there was a guarantee, I'd just go right now down and clean out my bank account and put all my money in this one stock. That's all we've done is, I believe, we've increased the probabilities tremendously by finding a good performer to send to the plate in the ninth inning with the game on the line, and also one that has good value. Oh, yeah, that last little check, the stock chart. That is a picture-perfect stock chart on DW. Little small cap, not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now using the Gunderson system. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the overall temperature of the market right now is obviously tired. Look, it's been going up for 7 months. This bull market is now 4 years, 3 months old. I don't think that the bull market is in jeopardy right now. I think the bull market is still well intact. It's a bull market that's taken the S&P from 666 to 1600. How can you deny that the right place to be invested over the last 4 years and 3 months has been stocks? Now, you've done okay in bonds over the last 4.5 years, but stocks have been the garden spot in the market. Cash certainly hasn't been the garden spot, has it? Being short the market hasn't been the garden spot. That's the manure pile right there. Being in precious metals, you did okay for a while, but boy, have they petered out. Stocks have been the place to be. Stocks are still the place to be. But now cash is rising up as probably the second best asset class at the current time. I certainly would not be hedging. I certainly would not be establishing short positions in any of these inverse ETFs right now. Just pull up a chart of some of the inverse ETFs right now, and you'll see what I mean. Ugh, they look pretty snotty. They're still in downtrends. I don't buy downtrends. I don't buy sideways trends. I don't buy extended uptrends, which we have a lot of those right now. But I do like stocks that are breaking out of sideways consolidations if they have the other two criteria that I demand: performance, valuation, and a healthy stock chart. Is that so hard? Well, it is pretty hard, because when you look at 3,400 stocks, there's only 200 at any given time that meet that criteria. Let me give you another example right now. We're going to go up to, let's see, where are we headed next? We're headed to Menlo Park, California. There's a company, there's a small cap, $380 million, just a tiny little thing, that packages fresh cut and whole produce using polymer technology for retail grocery chains and food service industries. The name of the company is Landec, L-A-N-D-E-C Corp. The symbol is LNDC. Now, I see in the news today that someone's trying to buy out Dole Foods. And this is a company that is very closely related to Dole Foods. Now, I sit here on the harbor in San Diego. My office looks out on the harbor. And I see the Dole ships come in. Dole is the biggest customer of the San Diego Port District. Dole has a huge yard down here just south of Petco, where our Padres play. And I see the container ships come in a couple times a week bringing pineapples and bananas and mangoes and whatever else is coming from Honduras and Ecuador. And every afternoon when I go for my little jog, I jog right by the ships. And they're either offloading these big containers, which they, it's simple. They offload the container right onto a truck and off they go, refrigerated truck. They probably, you know, one of these ships must carry, you know, a couple hundred containers. And the trucks hook up to the container, and away it goes to whatever destination. And then the ship, when it's offloaded, they leave. Here's the sad thing. You know what? They come in full of stuff, bringing to America, importing. Do we send anything back to them? No, I don't see them loading anything on. Can't we manufacture something? I mean, gosh, you think trade goes both ways here, but I don't know. So anyways, Dole Foods has got a buyout bid today, I see. I hope they keep San Diego as their port, because I quite enjoy watching them come in and out of the port and watch them offload. And every once in a while, you know, some guy will throw me a banana when I'm running or something like that. But there's a little company called Landec. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think Landec maybe bought the packaged food business from Dole. Maybe not. I could be wrong there. But that's the business they're in, packaged vegetables. You know, my little supermarket that I stop by on the way home, I can buy just a little package, vacuum-packed, with little baby Brussels sprouts. Neat. I could buy a little package of little baby green beans to cook up for dinner or to put in my minestrone. it's kind of convenient. I know I'm paying more, you know, but you pay for convenience. And it's been a money winner for this little company called Landec. How do I know? Well, the app tells me so. Over the last 10 years, Landec, LNDC, has delivered 16% per year to investors. Not a steady line, but that's the average. If you had bought it 10 years ago and you still own it today, you would look back and say, hey, I've earned an annual interest, compound interest of 16% per year. Not bad. It's tripled the return of the market. Over the last 3 years, 35% per year. That's a lot of Brussels sprouts. You know, I didn't used to like Brussels sprouts, but I think maybe they've modified them a little bit. And some of these restaurants have figured out how to make them more palatable. We got a place down here in San Diego. It's called Seersucker. It's one of the places that you got to eat when you come to San Diego. Place to be seen, right? Eh, the food's okay. It's way overpriced. The portions are small. Other than that, it's a great little restaurant. But they have a dish that is very good. They do Brussels sprouts. Somehow they wok these things in a hot oil. Yeah, anything tastes good with all of that. Garlic and hot oil and woked and charred. And then they put in some kind of candied walnuts into them. Those are the best dang Brussels sprouts I've ever had. Whether Landec supplies the Brussels sprouts or not, I don't know. But Landec has been a big performer in my stock market system. You can't hide from me, see? You also can't hide mediocre performance, Cisco. Landec gets a performance grade over the last long haul of B+. It gets a momentum grade, which tilts a little bit more to the recent activity, the recent performance of the stock, of A. Why? Because the stock has doubled over the last 12 months. What's up here? Now we look at valuation. Yes, I do believe performance, looking at past performance, is important. I do believe there's some merit to that. You know what? If I'm going to go into battle and put my money down on a stock, I want to know what the past performance has been. Why would I not want to know? At least take it into account. It's at least one of the criteria, one of the pieces of knowledge that I should have before I plunk down my money on a stock. The next one is valuation. Valuation is very, very important in my book. Landec is currently trading at 16.7 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. That gives it a PEG ratio of 0.84. I like PEG ratios if I can get them that are under 1. This one is trading at a discount to its growth rate right now. And furthermore, if I do my valuation formula and carry out these earnings over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a fresh cut and whole produce company that uses polymer technology for retail grocery chains and for the food service industry, I come up with the valuation of about $28 per share. The stock's currently trading at $14.73. Now, here's the biggest factor of all. Yesterday, as I'm going through my charts, and basically I scroll through my 3,400 stocks. I don't stop but look at number 2,313, which is Zeus, which is a steel stock. But when I see a stock that all of a sudden has become an A- grade or better, I stop on it and I look at the chart. That generally means I'm looking at 300-400 charts a day. And I look at that chart and I say, wow, look at that. And you can look at the chart. There's a lesson on the stock charts. Look at the one-year chart of LNDC, Landec. And what will you see? You will see a stock that yesterday broke out of about a 3 or 4 month consolidation on very good volume. Now, I don't know what's up with Landec. I don't know if somebody's looking at it. I don't know if somebody wrote a research report. I don't know if there was news on the stock. I did some research. I didn't really find anything remarkable out there, but I did see the chart and I did see the stock break out. And I did see that out of 3,400 stocks In my database, it comes in at number 85. This is a stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth account. So even with the market leveling off here, there's still opportunities out there in the marketplace. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
I can't believe how this year has just flown by. I mean, it's June, summer's here. And why is summer especially exciting this year at the Mefford House? Well, it all centers around my husband, Charlie, and Healthy Trim. Not only has Charlie lost over 15 pounds, he has all this energy, and we have Healthy Trim to thank for that. Healthy Trim is the natural weight loss supplement that's helped Charlie lose over 15 pounds. It was the appetite suppression that made the big difference for him. Healthy Trim curbs his appetite, reduces his cravings, so he eats less. And plus, Charlie loves the energy that it gives him. It's so encouraging when you go to Healthy Trim's website and click on the testimonials page. You can check out all the hundreds of before and after photos on their website, healthytrim.com. You'll be amazed. Charlie and I were. Just try Healthy Trim. And if it doesn't work for you like it has for Charlie, you can send it back for a full refund. Call 855-600-TRIM today and you'll get a free bottle with your purchase. Buy one, get one free. Go to healthytrim.com or call them 855-600-8746, 855-600-TRIM.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here so far today. We've talked about asset allocation. You know what? Everybody out there has to determine which way they want to go. You know, there's also passive investing where you just buy indexes and you ride them out through thick and thin and you do nothing. Passive. That's what John Bogle at Vanguard preaches. Well, he runs a lot of passive index funds, so it's in his best interest. But I do believe that he also thinks that that's the way to go. Low fees, stay invested all the time in an index, and ride it through thick and thin. So you've got to, you know, you have to ride through the 38% drops in the market from time to time. There's other people that say, hey, you know, instead of holding index funds, spread it out. Asset allocate. Have so much in this pail over here, and over here they have so much, and over here have so much, and ride it out and adjust it once a year depending upon your age. My problem with that is sometimes these asset classes have a hole in the bottom of the bucket, and I have a hard time from a logical perspective riding out something and staying invested in something that the model tells me I should have 60% of my assets in the bond market when the bond market is a real stinker and real dangerous right now. I just have a hard time personally with that. There's other people like me. I'm a market timer. I don't believe in being fully invested all the time, although I have been fully invested over the last 4 years and 3 months during this entire bull market. You know, as long as the app, as long as my asset classes remain stocks and offensive types of things, I'm going to remain on the offense, although I have raised about 20% cash recently as the market has started to cool off and level out after a seven-month run. But I'm still finding good stocks. We just talked about a couple, and we talked about a company that makes parts for the RV and manufactured housing industry called Drew Industries. It's a small cap. We talked about a packaged food, vegetables and fruits, Brussels sprout company up in the Bay Area called Landec, LNDC. We're going to do one more here before we have to call it a day here on the Best Stocks Now Radio. And by the way, you know, we archive these shows every day to my website at PW Street. They're on the app, the Best Stocks Now app, and we also break up the show into the stocks that we talked about, and that's all reflected on the app also. So if you go to Drew Industries tomorrow on the app, DW, you'll be able to go down, scroll down, and click, and you'll be able to hear my analysis of the stock. Pretty cool, a talking app. You ever get lonely? You got a talking app in your pocket, right? Everybody needs a talking app. Anyways, let's do one more before we have to go here. Cooper Companies is also in the Bay Area. It's at Pleasanton. Pleasanton's got a little racetrack. They'll have a fair there pretty soon. I don't know if it's in July, but it's coming up, and they'll have some horse races, and they'll have some corn dogs, and they'll have a Ferris wheel, and all kinds of displays, a baking competition, and jams and jellies, and all the usual fun stuff that they have at a fair. But they've also got a company called Cooper Companies, which develops spherical and specialty contact lenses including Toric multifocal and cosmetic lenses. They are a $5.9 billion market cap company. They're in the right sector. They're in the medical product sector, which is a good sector in the market right now. Cooper Companies has delivered the goods over the years. Not only have they helped you to see better, but they've also enriched you in your portfolio. 27% per year over the last 5 years, 50% per year over the last 3 years, and 54% over the last 12 months. They get a performance grade of A-, a momentum grade of A-, and it passes the value test. Get an A-- value grade. Bottom line is this. The chart looks good also. Broke out 2 days ago. Look at that chart. Out of 3,406 companies in my database, Cooper, COO, comes in at number 66. It's a mid-cap domestic growth stock. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock in the market now, according to Bill Gunderson. All right, Craig Brock, all around the world, we had a sell-off overnight, especially in those emerging markets. And the two words I hear mostly today is rising rates. What are we seeing here in interest rates?
Well, we're seeing a baker's dozen based on basis points, at least in Europe. European yields certainly have spiked, as well as Bank of Japan. The big news, of course, is what's happening, or maybe what is not going to happen. Investors this morning must consider that less stimulus from the Bank of Japan is the case, and it's also the case with the European Central Bank following the BOJ meeting. No action was taken. This is very disappointing for some investors in Asia.
Yeah, I see that the Bank of Japan refrained from adding to its mega stimulus program. And, of course, the market, the bond market, the stock market, they want them to just throw everything, to continue to throw everything at their stimulus program, and they're already backing off. And the Japanese market has really settled down after the parabolic move that it made. But, of course, the ripples across the pond to America, and we're seeing, what, 2.25 is the read I get right now on that 10-year.
It hit that just a little while ago, Bill. That is a 14-month high for Treasury yields. Oddly enough, though, I feel like I'm downstream from Hoover Dam, and the floodgates opened because of the amount of calls coming into our office. We were working late and then, of course, early
wow.
this morning because people are getting off the fence. And Chase is also getting off the fence. It's ironic. Or maybe it's not ironic, but they're finally back into the jumbo mortgage business. Do you think that maybe they were waiting for some higher rates so they could make some money?
You know, I read yesterday that jumbo mortgages are making a giant comeback.
Huge. But look at us as the eBay and Chase coming in like Amazon. Maybe they're a lot bigger,
man.
But we've been out writing these things for years. We're very well connected with these super jumbo mortgages.
Well, if you need a jumbo, before rates go higher, give Craig Brock a call. Where can we reach you, Craig?
It's 855-900-3279. And if you want to open up an email dialogue, that's fine, too. We know you have graduations and a lot on your plate this month.
Well, we covered a lot in the Bay Area today, so maybe we'll get you some Bay Area calls with that rising real estate market up in that neck of the woods. Okay, Craig, thanks for the dope there, the info. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm pwstreet.com. I'm 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.